Right now, we welcome Ellen to Can't Be Karen. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, my goodness. I'll get you off speaker. I'm in Old Bridge, New Jersey. How are you?
Are you going to work?
Great. No, I'm off today.
Oh, gosh. I love Mondays off.
You know who's not off? Karen Carson. So we got to toss her out of the studio. Kick her out of here, Ellen.
Karen, get out of the room, Karen.
All right, Ellen. You could do it. Good luck.
We're kicking Karen out.
Thank you.
So that she won't hear any of the five pop culture trivia questions we got ready to go for Ellen. She's in the hot seat to play Can't Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I like that, Ellen. Good voice.
Good background vocal.
Yeah. Question number one, Ellen. By the way, you got to get more correct than Karen to win the game. John B. is a character from what TV show that has a new season coming out in 2026?
John B. I don't know.
We're going to move on to question two. Which Jonas brother divorced Sophie Turner and was now spotted with a mystery woman in Miami?
3 seconds.
Rick.
Here's question number
Rick.
Three.
Rick.
Which singer ended her Guts tour at a secret show on Park Avenue this last week?
Taylor Swift.
Is I Know What You Did Last Summer a horror movie or a rom-com?
A horror movie.
Very good, Ellen. And the final question, Mike Woods is a news personality on what TV station?
Mike Woods.
3 seconds. Two.
I don't know.
Okay,
one.
Ellen. You got one out of five correct.
One.
On Can't Be Karen. On the board. Someone had zero out of five last week, so one is better than that. Right?
We didn't have to give you the cricket sound effect, at least. You know what I mean?
Okay. So we're bringing Karen back into the studio. We're going to ask her the same questions now. There's $1,000 on the line for Ellen.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys.
Let's laugh it up here. Welcome back, Karen.
Thanks, Anthony.
Welcome back, Karen.
We threw Karen out of the room so she wouldn't hear these questions. Karen, number one.
I love you guys.
John B. is a character from what TV show that has a new season coming out in 2026?
John B. I don't know.
All right. You didn't get a point for that one. Ellen didn't either. It's Outer Banks. Which Jonas brother divorced Sophie Turner and was now spotted with a mystery woman in Miami?
3 seconds.
Joe Jonas?
It's Joe Jonas. You got a point for that one.
Oh, I couldn't even think of his name.
Ellen said Rick.
Rick.
To each their own. Which singer ended her Guts tour at a secret show on Park Avenue this last week?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, you got a point for that one. Ellen did not. Is I Know What You Did Last Summer a horror movie or a rom-com?
I think it's a horror movie.
Yes, it is. You think correctly. So did Ellen.
You know what? It could be a rom-com that said, like, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, it could be romantic.
Here's the final question. Mike Woods is a news personality on what TV station?
Oh, on Fox.
Yes, he is.
Isn't he the weather guy?
Yes. On Fox.
Karen
I know.
Gets a point. Ellen does not.
Oh my
cheat.
God.
Ellen laughed her whole way through this.
I love it, Ellen. I hope you had a good time.
I love you guys.
Ellen got one out of five correct. Karen got four out of five.
Ellen, that's okay. You got tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers greeting from your hometown tour at Prudential Center. And you got a Can't Be Karen mug. So all is not lost.
I sure do. I have a.
Oh, Ellen. My God, Ellen, you are so funny.
Did you take too many Flintstones gummies this morning?
You guys are great. I love you guys. I listen to you every single day.
Oh, thank you.
We don't even have to say anything, and you laugh, Ellen.
Well, you got Jonas Brothers tickets, or should I say Rick tickets.
Yay. Yeah.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, then.
Hey, we're trying to help out Rochelle today on Blown Off on New 102.7. She's got a new boyfriend. They've been dating for about 2 months. He's blowing her off, and she's very upset. She thinks it might be because she just got a guinea pig.
That's
and
a bonus.
And he's allergic.
Oh, but he's allergic.
So there is that.
How allergic can one be to a guinea pig? They're so
Death?
Small.
No,
Deathly
I mean,
allergic?
Anything with, like, hair.
You've heard of that, Anthony?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Dominic?
Yeah, this is him.
Dominic, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7. You're on the radio because you won a prize with us this morning.
What's up, Dominic?
Oh, wow, you're kidding me, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, now. Hey, Dominic, we wanted to offer you a date with your girlfriend, Rochelle. We know that you've been blowing her off for a little bit, and she feels real bad about the guinea pig allergy, so we just wanted to get you guys chatting again.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No, we're dead serious. We want to pay for your date and get you guys chatting.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, I can put up with a guinea pig.
Oh, you know, all right.
I gave Rochelle my Netflix and Hulu passwords, and then she gave them to her entire family.
What?
Now, I'm locked about all of my accounts.
What?
And this is the fourth time that she's done it. And I mean, honestly, she's just done. She doesn't respect any boundaries.
Are you kidding me right now?
So...
Wait, what?
That's Rochelle. She's been in listening.
You are seriously nothing but a damn liar.
I gave you one password. Your entire family has everything. Give me... You know, you don't do that. Who does that, Rochelle?
The only person that I gave it to was my brother, and you knew about that. And if you had a problem with it, you could have said something. And you want to sit here and say that, you know, we're giving it to the whole family? No, we didn't. You gave it
Rochelle,
to him.
Rochelle,
I did.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, no. First of all, back the truck up here, okay? You and your trash family, I gave it to your brother. I didn't give it to your whole family.
You're going to sit here and call my family trash? Are you serious right now? What the f*** is wrong with you?
Okay, guys, we're talking about Netflix and Hulu passwords here.
Is this over a password?
Can we tone it down a little bit?
No, there's no chance of doing this because he's going to sit here and talk about my family that way over a password. I can't do this anymore.
If it was you and your own family had your passwords, you'd be freaking out too. Give me a break.
God, she hung up.
Yeah.
She's gone.
God, what a dramatic.
Well, let's not call her that.
Hey, can I get your Paramount Plus password?
Yeah, it's not even funny, dude. Come on.
I thought it was funny.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 1027.
New 1027, this is worth $1,000, and we're going to Pete this morning. Hey, Pete, you're playing Can't Be Karen.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from this morning?
From Manhattan.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, Pete.
Only one way to start this pop culture quiz. You got to toss Karen out of the studio. Kick Karen out.
Karen, please get out of the room.
Okay, Pete.
God. Nice.
You're so polite. Thank you.
That one was strong.
I wish you luck.
Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay, Pete.
No, don't apologize. You sound excellent, Pete.
Oh, Karen has exited from the new 1027 studios. There's $1,000 hanging in the balance for Petey to play Can't Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
Gotta get more correct than Karen to win, Pete. Number one, what's the name of the reality show where bombshells are introduced to the game to try to break couples up?
Love Island.
Who is the king in the first Shrek movie?
I don't know that.
We'll move on to number three. Netflix announced a new drama series about what famous family? Is it the Kennedys or the Kardashians?
Kennedys.
Alan Hamel says he has an artificial character version of his celebrity wife who died 2 years ago. Who was his celebrity wife?
No idea.
Okay, and here's the final question for Pete. Two suspects have already been arrested from the jewelry heist that just happened where? New York or Paris?
Paris.
Very good. Nice pronunciation, too.
Do you know any other French, Anthony?
That's it. He got 3 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen, Pete. Nice job.
Woo!
Exactly. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. We'll ask her the same questions. Don't tell her your score.
Karen!
Pete, what do you got going on today, brother? You sound like a good time.
I'm off from work.
Oh.
Everybody's off from work today. You know, in the 7 a.m.
Did we miss a holiday?
I don't know.
Election day's next week.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We got bad vacations.
Is it Diwali still?
I don't know.
No, it's not.
Karen, welcome back. We're going to ask you the same question. Now, you didn't hear anything that happened because we threw you out of the room. Pete's got to get more correct to walk away with the cash. Karen, number one, what reality show features bombshells into the game that try to break couples up?
Love Island.
It's Love Island. Yeah, you got a point for that one.
That was a total guess.
Who is the king in the first Shrek movie?
Lord Farquaad?
It's Lord Farquaad. Yeah, you got a point for that one. Pete did not.
I love that.
Netflix announced a new drama series that's coming out about what famous family? The Kennedy or Kardashian family?
Kennedys?
It's the Kennedys. Yeah, you got a point for that one. Pete did too.
I was going to say the Kardashians already have enough shows.
They got too much stuff.
They don't need another
they
one.
They don't.
This is a weird question. Alan Hamel says that he has an artificial character version of his celebrity wife who died 2 years ago. Who was it?
I'm clueless on that one.
All right, it's Suzanne Summers.
Okay.
He has a what? He has a doll of her?
Like an artificial version of her that he speaks. I don't know, to each their own after a demo.
I have so many questions, but I'm not going to ask them.
Two suspects have already been arrested from the jewelry heist that just happened where? New York or Paris?
Paris.
Yeah, everybody gets that one correct as well.
That's offensive.
Yeah, sorry, whatever. Pete got 3 out of 5 correct. Karen sneaks by with 4 out of 5.
Pete, I'm sorry, but you got tickets to see Louis Capaldi. And you are getting a Campy Karen mug, too. I hope you had fun.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Peter, there's one more thing you need to say.
Still very offensive.
My name is Pete, and je ne sais quoi, I cannot beat Karen.
Oui, oui!
Mais ne pouvons faire ce que nous voulons.